Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome and thanks for listening. This segment of the show is brought to you by SCORE Orange County and features Jean Setzfend. She's Vice President of Financial Security at AARP. Jean, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks very much for joining us today. And Jean, you lead AARP's educational outreach efforts and really help a lot of Americans to have financial peace of mind. It's fantastic work. We're really happy to have you on the show. Before we get into that, we always like to start by getting to know a little bit about our guests. Can you share a little bit about your background and how you got into this particular line of work?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I've been at AARP now close to a dozen years. It kind of scares me because I've been having a lot of fun. but yes, the work that I've been focused on here has been around education and outreach on financial issues, from money matters to workforce issues to also protecting them from investment fraud. Prior to coming to AARP, my background is actually in the financial services industry, so actually looking at it from a different perspective. So I think it kind of rounds out the full circle from a product standpoint to now really, really focused on consumers and making sure that they have the right resources to make informed decisions, which, you know, a lot of people are forced to do these days, and that's really what we're trying to do here at AARP.
Well, that's a huge endeavor. The statistics I've seen are that there are over 77 million people over age 50 in the United States, or actually in the baby boomer group. There's more than that over age 50, just in the baby boomer group. And AARP has somewhere around 37 million members. Is that right?
Yep, close to 38 million. We're very proud of it, and we really want to make sure that we serve our members, but also the general population at large. I mean, we're a social mission organization, and our aim is really to ensure that we give people, any person 50 plus, the ability to make choices that make sense for them. And so they have real possibilities, and that age is not what's limiting them. So that's really what we're trying to do, and we do that in the form of advocating for them. We do that in the form of education and information, and we also fight for them and advocate for them in the marketplace as well.
Well, I've read your articles, and they're excellent, and they're very easy to understand for people, but they're very impactful because there are probably at least, I don't know, I guess I'll ask you, how many factions are there in the age 50-plus group that you could say, well, we have the people who are not yet retired, but they're thinking about rewiring, not retiring, but changing and going to an encore career. We have people that are retired and, you know, they're just retired. And then we have other people that need healthcare issues, or they're retired and they're taking care of parents. And there's just so many fragments within that. It kind of makes your head swim.
Absolutely. I thank you for recognizing that. We actually do think that there's quite a diverse audience and constituent that we serve. And you're right. There are a whole host of people who are very active, very much engaged in the work life. And then there are those who are thinking about retirement or new retirees, early stages, and also very active. And then there are those in later stages of retirement as well. And that's only one way that we look at it. But there's various different ways that we look at the spectrum of members that we do serve.
And if we just focus for a moment on, let's say, the baby boomer population. So it would be about age 50 to 68, somewhere around there. And if we said, okay, well, in that group, you've got people that are employees, you've got people that are business owners, you've got the people that are employees have been hit hard in the last few years by economic problems with their, you know, their 401k is a 201k, for instance.
Yeah.
And now they're saying, well, I really am not prepared financially to retire, so I need to find some type of I need to keep working, right? And
yeah,
there's got to be a huge faction of that, and you write to that. And a lot of people are saying, it's not that I have to financially, it's just that I don't want to retire. I want to, like I said, rewire. I want to do something new with my life that maybe I've always wanted to do, or maybe create a business out of it.
Yeah, this is a really interesting cohort, and there's an interesting set of transitions that they're going through, but at the same time, this whole cohort, I think, is going through a massive transition as well in terms of mindset. So I think you're touching upon a really good issue of wanting to work versus needing to work. And it's really hard to distinguish between the two in many ways. There are certain folks who will outright say, I don't have a choice. There's no way that I can retire. But I would say that's a relatively small segment of the population. And I would say that roughly, based on various ways that we look and segment our folks, about less than a third. Whereas the remainder, it's really hard to dissect that want versus need. There is probably an upper part of that spectrum, probably closer to 25 to 27%, that really do it out of pure passion, pure desire. And everybody else in between has this sense of, I probably should work, because my 401k is my 201k. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I don't want to stop working because I enjoy it. It's something I like to do. It's my social outlet. It gives me purpose. I feel productive. So it is an interesting phenomenon that's going on. But I think we can't take our eye off the fact that the retirement system has changed dramatically, which makes it really difficult for people to feel very secure in the long run for their retirement. And so that is, I think, one of the macro changes that actually makes going through these various transitions in this period really difficult.
Yeah, the company check in the mailbox is not there, right? The pension plan.
Not. I mean, that's why we fight so hard on Social Security, because
Absolutely.
That's really truly the only lifeline for so many people. And for people who feel like they don't even have to depend on that for most of their income, it is the only source of lifetime income for them. It's the only base, because everything else is kind of dependent on the market situation.
And you've got a lot of workers that would be called knowledge workers out there that have 30 years worth of experience, and now they're looking for ways to say, you know, I really don't want to go do something completely different and be an unskilled worker of some type just to make a living. I want to take my knowledge and use that to help the world. And how do you see this whole new media kind of podcasting and all of these different ways to use technology playing into the Encore career set out there?
I think it's a great new world, not just a brave new world, but it's a great new world. A reporter at U.S. News & World Report, Kim Palmer, wrote a book about recession-proofing. There you go, recession-proofing your career, your life, essentially. And it is all about side-gigging. And she actually wrote this book. She's a millennial. And she wrote this book for her counterparts. And this is a common practice for the younger workers these days, because they are very comfortable with the fact that they don't have a pension. They have to really prepare for the future. And they've been through a couple of career gyrations because of the Great Recession themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they're very comfortable thinking about not only diversifying their portfolio, but diversifying their income. That's basically the thesis for her book. Interestingly, I had a chat with her, and she said the folks who were actually reaching out to her were our constituents, our members, and really trying to get their head around this whole notion of diversifying your income through ways like tapping into technology platforms. So how do I turn my hobby on Etsy into another source of income? So it's fascinating. I think there's still a fair amount for our members to learn, but there's a great amount for them to gain by kind of taking hold of it.
Yeah, I guess the point is that there's a lot more interesting things that you can do these days with technology than before, where you were the starter at the golf course or went to work at Walmart, for instance, or something along those lines. There's tons of opportunities, and it's really a new frontier for a lot of folks.
It is, and it's not the same, I think, in terms of the risk that you take in laying out capital to start your own business. So something as simple, I've been introduced to an organization called Lyft. It's spelled with a Y instead of an I, and it's a ride-sharing concept, similar to, I think, Uber, which is probably better known.
Mm-hmm.
And by simply being a part of that community as a driver, here's another way for you to, on your spare time or in your free time, earn some extra money by giving other people rides. So it's again interesting how technology is a mechanism for people to think about diversifying income.
It really is, and we've had a lot of guests on our show that talk about, you know, you have to be careful just because you want to do something different. It's still a business. You still have to follow a certain legal protocol, and especially if you want to be a yoga studio, you still have to worry about liabilities and things like that. Mm-hmm. So you're not quite out of the woods. Now, with our program, as you may know, we focus on those business owners that are baby boomers that are saying, we're moving into a very, very glutted marketplace as more and more of us want to sell our businesses. It's an employee can kind of get off of the business bus. Mm-hmm. The owner has to do something with the bus. And the buses aren't always easy to do something with. So a lot of them are wondering, how do I get ready and so that my employees can continue to have jobs, so transition out or move it down to other generations. And we've identified there's 12 million of those baby boomer business owners out there that are going to be facing this incredible onslaught of competition in that marketplace. How does AARP help in that area, or is that kind of an ongoing project right now?
It's an ongoing project, but I think it's a really interesting point for all of us to consider. It's sort of this succession planning or retirement planning for our business owners in this arena. And I don't think there are clear-cut answers here, but I know in the beginning of the session you talked about the sponsor of this session, which is SCORE of Orange County, is it?
Amazing. Yeah, we're working with the Orange County chapter. They're an amazing organization nationally.
Yeah, absolutely. So the resources that the Small Business Administration, through their affiliates like SCORE, the SBDCs and the Women's Business Centers, I think those are great resources that are out there for folks to talk to. They have such a deep set of knowledge to help people think through this. Again, I don't think there are cookie-cutter answers out there, no clear solutions, particularly as I think you're raising the point around the many folks that are facing this in the near future. But that is an area that we definitely are looking into.
Yeah, it's just one more baby boomer trend that's everything from diapers, disposable diapers, to overcrowded colleges, and now as they move towards retirement, they have to differentiate themselves in a crowded market. As a matter of fact, Ellen Thrasher of the Office of Entrepreneurship Education Small Business Administration is on the show a little bit later today. So it's a very interesting show today. And if you could share maybe a tip or two or let our listeners know how to get the most out of using AARP's resources, I'd really appreciate it, Jean.
Absolutely. There are two places that I'll turn your listeners to. The first place is our website, which is www.aarp.org. And if you put a /... and then type in the word work resources, you'll get to a consolidated page where we have a lot of resources around starting your own business and resources for people considering it or small business owners to just the more traditional jobs. The other thing that I'll point you to in terms of listeners who are thinking about traditional jobs and looking for employers who have better practices, we have information about that there as well. And then another website that I want to share with you, a new project of AARP, is called Life Reimagined. So the website is very much that as well, www.lifereimagined.org. And there, I think we have work resources, but also for those who are thinking through the next sort of pursuit of passion or passion projects, this can help you think through or find organized ways to think about that next phase in life. So those are two resources that I share with you, and hopefully your listeners can take advantage of them as well.
Well, you do fantastic work. I really, like I said, I really like your writing style and the information you bring to light, and you have such a impact on so many people, and it's fantastic to have you on the show. Thanks very much for joining us. Do you have any articles coming up that you're working on right now?
Do you have any ideas for me?
I might have a few. We'll talk offline.
Send my way. I'm always open.
Well, it's very much a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for the work that you do. And I've been talking with Jean Setzfand, and Jean is from AARP, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.